Okay, we're up to your Gimel Amud Aleph, about 8 lines on the bottom. The Gemara came to the Maskana that with your wife who's a neither, you're not allowed to be in bed together, even both of you clothed, where there are two different dais that one could remind the other, and there's a shinoi, still it's awesome. Pliga de Rapidas. This argues on what Rapidas said. The Omer Rapidas, the Asra Torah la Kurva shall gili arayis bovad. The only thing the Torah prohibited was actually having relations. When it says in the Torah lo sikrevu la galos erva, it means don't have relations. And therefore, the only thing that's Asra is actually having relations, and therefore being in bed together, just what's it called, both clothed, is a gzeira l'gzeira, right? They're very far from being having relations. Ula kaviyosim yibayrav, and then and along these lines, Ula, when he used to come home from learning, he was away for extended amounts of time, havi menashek lula achvasei abei chadayu v'amri lo abei yodayu. He used to kiss his sisters on their chest, and some say on their hands. And because he held also that the physical contact, it has nothing to do with gili arayis. In other words, a brother and a sister don't have that kind of contact, right? It's a brotherly kiss and not a sexual kiss. So that's not asur b'chlal, even mit rabbanan. That's what Ula held. Upliga didei adidei. And Ula himself argues on himself. The Omar Ula filu shum kurva aser mishum lech lech amri nazira schor schor lekamer lo sikra. Any kind of physical contact with somebody who's aser to you, right, is what's it called? Is aser, because we tell nazir to he's not allowed to eat grapes or to what's it called to drink wine. We tell him to go far away from a vineyard, walk around, don't go through the vineyard. That you shouldn't come to eat grapes or drink wine. So here the same thing, even though. Mamish Isser is Gili Arayis, right? And physical contact that is not for sexual reasons is what's it called, is not really Osir. But Lamaisa, who knows if the physical contact's not going to have some connotation, not going to have some kind of taiva, and therefore you stay away from it completely. And Tosa says that Ula himself knew that he was tzaddik gomer, that he didn't have any feelings like that for his sisters, and it would never come to something like that, and therefore he himself was matter himself to do it. Just like the Gemara says in Ksubis, that the Rebbe used to carry the what's it called, the kala on his shoulders, and the Talmidim asked him, what can we do it? So he said, if she's compared to, if you feel that she's like a log, then fine, but if for you she's not 100% like a log, and it's possible that you may have other kavanas, then it's also for you. But for me, it's mutter. For me, I know for sure that I don't have any feeling for this cow except to carry around on my shoulders like a log. So nobody today, Lamaisa, can think that they have, that they're impervious to this, and that they're tzaddikim gemurim like Ula was or Rav Pedas was.
Well, this is a sister.
What?
A sister.
So a sister. So Lamaisa, where it's mistaber, that it's what's it called, that... it's not l'shem gili arayis. So the Rambam seems to say, it's machlokas really, achronim, but the Rambam seems to say that it's meguna, it's not nice, because l'maisa, you're putting yourself in a situation where you could have those feelings, so it's not a nice thing to do, but it's mashmah, it's not osir. Other folks, even osir by your sister.
And a mother is different.
Children and grandchildren, according to most shitas, all kinds of grandchildren and mutter. Because that's not shy of the brother and sister already, a different story. But all other krovim is also. We'll see what they... Okay. Tani dveliyo. Naisa b'talmud echot, sheshona harbe, v'kora harbe, v'shimesh talmidin chachom harbe. There was a talmud chacham who learned a lot, and he learned the Torah shebichtav and Torah shebal peh, and Gemara, and umeis b'chatzi yom. He died a young man. V'haisa ishto notelas tefillah. His wife used to take his tefillin, and travel around with them, umachzirosan, the bate knesios, the bate medrashos, va'omra lohem, ksi batorah, ki hu chayecha, va'orech yamecha. Right? The Torah says that the Torah is the length of your days. It gives you a long life. Bali Shishana Harbi, the Korah Harbi, the Shimesh Tamidech and Chonim Harbi, Nitnei Manesh Bechatsiyam. Why did my husband die young then? And he learned so much. How come he died young? And Kubishi took his tefillin around, because it says that the tefillin represent Talmud Torah. The person who wears tefillin is like he's learning. So tefillin itself, the Antia Torah Hashem Beficha. So she took his tefillin as a simon to his learning. See Rashi. Upliga, the Rav Yosef, the Pashat, Midrasha, the High Krah, the Isra, the Rav Yitzdas. Rav Yosef learned from this Pasuk, Lo Sikrivu, the Galos Erva, that what's it called, even to come close is awesome. He argues on Rav Tadas, that Rav Tadas holds that Lo Sikrivu, the Galos Erva, means Mamish having relations. Gili Arayis, Tashmish Mamish. Ushar Kurva, Filu Kiruv, Basar Mid Rabbanan. Even, what's it called, touching. Mamish, what's it called, one body to the other, is only also with the Rabbanan. The Heba Vigda, Afilu with the Rabbanan, Lekel Amigzer. And therefore, the touch, if they would touch without clothing, would be only the Rabbanan. So sleeping, what's it called, each one in their clothing is would be Xerah of Xerah, is not even also with the Rabbanan. That's what Rav Tadas holds. Okay, the Shimesh. Talmid Chachamim, lahasbiro stumos haMishnah v'tamei, v'hu anikra Talmud. What we call Gemara is called Shimush Talmid Chachamim. V'lo haya adam achzira dover. Nobody answered her. Right? This really bothered her, and she went around, and it was a little bit of a chilul Hashem. Right? That here they're questioning the Rabbanu Shalom. How come he killed this guy? How come he made him die young when l'chari is such a big Talmud Chacham? Pam achas nisarachti etzla. So Eliyahu Novi says, right, that it's a shayla who Tana de Eliyahu was. Some say it was Mamash Eliyahu Novi, and some say it was Tana named Eliyahu. But in any case, whoever this Eliyahu was, one time he said, I ate by this woman. Master, she was a great woman. That she, if she was, he was Eliyahu Novi, she deserved Eliyahu Novi to eat by her. And she told me the Maisa too, because she was obsessed with this. So I ate by her, and she told me the same Maisa. V'amarti lo biti, v'meini dosecha mahu etzlech. Right? How did he know when you were Anita? Amra li chas v'sholom, afilu betz v'ktana lo nagavi. He didn't touch me even with his pinky when I was Anita. V'meini bunecha mahu etzlech. What was he when you were counting Shiva Nekiyim? You weren't Anita anymore. You weren't seeing Da. Right? But you were in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim. He says, ochal imi, v'shaseimi, v'yashinimi, v'kira basar. Then he used to eat with me and he slept with me in bed. Now, Mamish, what's it called? Without clothes. Although also died to Adover Acher, that he never has to shalom, what's it called, lived with me. Well, Marty Love, Baruch HaMakom Shaharko. Baruch Hashem, that what's it called, that the Rebbeinu Shem killed him, right? And it gave him a kapara for this Aveira. Shalom Nos upon him La Torah, because he did not give covet to the Torah. Shari Omra Torah, Ve'al Isha Benidas Tumosol of Sikrav. Torah says you shouldn't even come close to a woman who's a nida. So, therefore, what's it called? He did something wrong. Let's see one second what the pshat is over here. Kiyos Rav Dimi, Omar Mita Chada Havoy. Rav Dimi said they slept in one bed. That was the problem. Barava Amrei, Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Sinur Matzik Bein Oleveina. It was one dead, but she was wearing a slip that separated between him and her. They weren't mamish, what's it called, touching body to body. See Rashi. Nidosecha kol shiva shel riyah rishona. The first 7 days when she saw dam, she's mamish called a nida. Libunecha kigon zova shesofera shiva nekiyin. Mishepaska utzricha lios loveshes levanim ledika shematira v'tistor sfirasa. So libuna means by a zova, or we're machmer, that every woman is considered like a zova. So before she can become tar, she has to count Shiva Nekiyah. So she's not mamish seeing dam. She's those days, she's not seeing dam at all. Okay, and we'll see what the idea is in a few seconds. Benidas tumasa, v'ad shetavo b'mayim, l'tirila hi benidasa. Until she'll be tovel, even if she's not seeing dam anymore, she's still considered a nida until she'll go to the mikveh. D'marbina mitiya benidasa, v'haviyasa tehe, ad shetavo b'mayim, b'toras kwanim. We learn out that even though she has not seen dam anymore, she's still a nida. She's still a nida until she goes to the mikveh. And he didn't hold like that. He, what's it called, held that she's not a nida anymore, right? Even though she didn't go to the mikveh, he made that mistake. and therefore he slept with her Bekiruv Vasser. He's not considered a Nida. She's in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim. She's not a Nida anymore, and therefore he was Mekel when she was stopped seeing Dam after 7 days, and she was in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim. Nitacha, the Havoi, Rechava, the Lokiruv Vasser Havoi. It was one bed, but it was a wide bed where there was no, what's it called, physical contact. The Sover, the Shari Bahachin, he held it, well, that was Mutter. Nice choice. It wasn't Mutter. It was awesome. Okay, and like one wide bed, according to this, would be awesome. Sinar, Shehi Chogerisbo, is a slip. Umagia Mimasnaim Ulamata. It goes from her hips downward. Okay. So see what's here. First of all, this Isser of Losikrivu Legalos Erva, which Rapadah says that just means Mamish having relations. So there's a machlokus, the Rambam and the Ramban. There's a Toras Kohanim that learns from this Losikrivu Legalos Erva that it means all kinds of kravos, anything that comes close that brings you Legilui Erva, hugging, kissing, or whatever the Rambam holds is also in a Torah. Okay? And the Magid Mishnah says that even Rav Tadas holds like that. That it does not like Rashi. That Rav Tadas holds that the only thing the Torah prohibited is Mamish Gili Arayis, Mamish having relations. And anything else is only rabbinic. But the Magid Mishnah learns that the Rambam learns this Torah's Kohanim, that Rav Tadas holds what's it called, Kiruv Shel Gili Arayis means those things that normally bring having relations are also from the Torah. But things that don't bring to having relations, like Ula kissing his sisters on their hands, that's not the normal way that people have a foreplay before they have relations, by kissing them in the hands, right? That's a brotherly kiss. That's only Osir. Could be Osir Midrabanan, if you have the wrong intentions, and it could be that if you're a Tzadik Gomer and you don't have any bad intentions, it's not Osir at all. That's how the Magid Mishnah learns in the Gemara. Others learn that in Chanami, Rav Tadas held not like that, but the Torah's Kohanim argues. And the Rambam held like the Torah's Kohanim and not like the Gemara over here. Right? Another Rav, the Tanakam, who argues on Rav Tadas, learns Lo Sikruvu Legalos Erva, means any krava is also min haTorah. So the Ramban, on the other hand, says that Lo Sikruvu is only Gili Arayis Mamish, and Chibuk V'Nishuk, all other kinds of sexual contact. That's not Mamish relations, only also with the Rabbanim. Rabban brings down a Havamina before he comes to his Maskana, that's only the Rabbanim, that maybe other kinds of sexual contact are also in the Torah, like Chasishir. The Torah prohibited having relations, that's a Shir Gomor, of Hanoah, of between a man and a wife, and a woman. And anything less than Bia is Chasishir. That, in other words, the Torah asked the Hanoah. This is the full amount of Hanoah, and these are lesser amounts. So it's also min haTorah kechatzi shir. But the Ramban, doesn't hold from that in the end, and he holds it's only the Rabbanan. Okay, that's the machlokas. It's also either way. Shailas is also min haTorah, also min the Rabbanan. There's a machlokas, the Beis Yosef and the Shach, according to the Ramban, that it's also min haTorah, right, to have any physical contact. Does that mean any physical contact? Even to touch, what's it called, your wife who's a Nida, or to touch an Erva, is Osir min haTorah, right? And therefore, it's a lav of Gili Arayis, and therefore, it's what's it called, even Osir bin Zman Pikuach Nefesh. Because Zman Bizrayu of Gili Arayis is Osir, even it's Yehori Valyavar, right? And therefore, if somebody puts a gun to your head, and he says, dance with this woman or I'll kill you, right? Or touch this woman or I'll kill you, you have to be killed. That's what the Beis Yosef holds. Beis Yosef holds that any kirva, any physical contact is Osir min haTorah, and it's an Abizrael Davod de Gili Arayis, and it's Yehorg Val Yavar. Okay? And therefore, even if there's a danger to life, a husband is not allowed to touch his wife, right, even if it means die. The Shach argues, and the Shach says that even according to the Rambam, it's only Kirva HaMegvia de Gili Arayis, either something where there's a certain amount of Taiva involved, right, or it's the kind of thing that brings you to Gili Arayis. That's what the Torah prohibited. But Stam touching, it doesn't have either of those things. It's not something that brings you to Gili Arayis, and it's not Hanoas Tashmish. It's not a sexual connotation to it. It's only Osama the Rabbanan. And therefore, the makom pikuach nefesh mimutter for a husband, what's it called, to touch his wife, to hold her hand or something, has no sexual context to it at all. The Ravan holds that even in two separate beds, okay, what's it called, hu bevigdo vehi bevigdo is also midin yichud. Right, that the sheet that we had with Rashi Mashman, there was a din of yichud. He holds takla ma'isa. Right, why does he hold the ma'isa the gabe yichud with a nida? Right, I mean, the stam would hold that there is no din yichud stam, but sleeping together in the same room or whatever, even in two separate beds, that much yes. The regular din of yichud not, but this year. The Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that even in one bed. Tosus is mashma like that. Also, Rashi is mashma like that. Rashi is mashma that the Talmud made a mistake to think that in one wide bed was mutter, right, where he wasn't in close proximity to her. But really, it's aser. The Rabbeinu Yerucham holds a tak in one wide bed is mutter. If you're one on one end and one on the other end, with far distance between them, is mutter. We don't pass like that. And the Mordechai holds even in two beds if they're touching each other, the beds are touching is aser. That's not how we're knowing. Okay, we said that already. Okay, now what's it called? What is a person usher to do? What's it called? Ochal imi, he ate with me or whatever, or al shulchan echad, right, to eat as a zav with a zava, or a husband with his wife. You're allowed to eat together at the same table. So Rashi holds that you're not allowed to eat from the same dish, right? But, or to eat even after her from the dish that she ate from, that's what's aser. But to eat on the same table from two different dishes, that's mutter to do with your wife when she's in eater. Okay? The Rambam also holds like that. The Ravid holds that even eating from two different dishes at the same table without a hecker is aser when the wife's in eater. Just like the Gemara and the Mishnah says, what's it called, zav and a zava, right, is not allowed to eat at the same table. And the Shulchan Aruch also passing like that, so does the Ramban, the Rashba, that you need a hecker, and even if it's one table, even if it's two different dishes, it's still usher. The Rosh holds that the Isser Taka in the Mishnah is usher, because only in their times, when everybody used to eat on their own little table, then to eat with your wife on her table, even if you're eating in two different dishes, is a Dover Shalchiva. But today, where everybody eats at the same table, so to eat with your wife at the same table is not a Dover Shalchiva, only if you eat from the same plate, right, or you eat leftovers or whatever. But the we don't pass him like that. Rosh, and we hold that even today, where everybody eats at the same table, still eating alone at the same table, you need a hecker. Okay. Tosus brings down over here that Rashi learned that it's also even to hand things to your wife when she's in Nida, because maybe you'll come to touch her. And the Shulchan Aruch Taka passes like that also. Okay, now, what happened over there with this guy, Bimeli Buna, this big Talmud Chacham? What was his mistake? So Rashi says he made a mistake to think that after she finishes being a Nida, right, and she starts counting Shiva Nekiyim, that you don't have to have any of these Erchar Chokos. She's already not considered a Nida. She's now just in the state of a Shiva Nekiyim, and her status is not as serious. Which, because really she's not a Zava. Really she could have gone to the Mikveh. Okay, she could have gone to the Mikveh at any moment. Min HaTorah. Now let's backtrack. Min HaTorah, a woman sees Dam, she, what's it called, is a Nida for 7 days. Whether she sees all 7 days or she sees one day, she counts 7 days, what's it called, even if she's seeing blood. At the end of those 7 days, at that next night, there's a night of the eighth day, she goes to the mikveh and she's tar. Right? She doesn't have to count any Shiva Nekiyim, no nothing. Okay. If she, what's it called, after her 7 days, okay, there's 11 days that she could become a Zava. Okay, if she sees 3 days in a row in any of those 11 days, then she's a Zava. A Zava, no matter how much Dam she sees, she, as soon as she finishes seeing the Dam, she has to count Shiva Nekiyim. And she doesn't become Tahar until she goes to the Mikveh after Shiva Nekiyim. But a regular Nida doesn't need Shiva Nekiyim. She just has 7 days of being a Nida, and then she goes to the Mikveh no matter what. Okay, even she had no clean days. Benos Yisrael were machmir, okay, that even if they saw dam one day, once one little bit of dam, they already considered themselves like a zava, and they needed shiva nekiyim. Right? So whenever the dam stopped, with some other dinim derabbanan of 5-day minimum, whatever, that's not for now. But they made a chumrah that if they ever see dam, they consider themselves a zava, even if they only saw one day, which is impossible to be a zava. But in any case, that was the chumrah, and they counted shiva nikiyim before they would go to the mikveh. So today, every woman who sees dam has to consider herself a suffix zava. Maybe she's a zava, and therefore, when she finishes seeing the dam, right, it's not good enough to have 7 days, even with seeing dam. She has to have, after the dam is finished, 7 clean days where she makes bedikas or whatever before she goes to the mikveh. Now, those 7 clean days are only a chumrah bi'alma. Really, mikra din, she'd go to the mikveh right after the 7 days of nida and be tar. So it could be what this Talmud Chacham held is the following. Right? He didn't think, mashma a little bit from Rashi, that she was tar immediately after the 7 days without going to the mikveh. I mean, it's a big Talmud Chacham. Right? But he held as the following. That since at any point after those 7 days, she really could go to the mikveh and become tar. Right? And it's only a chumrah that she's not, that she's counting shiva nekiyim. So since it's only a wild chumrah that she needs shiva nekiyim also, and therefore if she went to the mikveh, she'd be tahar, right? Minat Torah for sure. So therefore we're not chosheish that if he sleeps with her, right, b'kiruv basar, that what's it called, that we're going to come to Gili Arayas. And the only isser, lo sikrivu, is if it's a chance it'll come to Gili Arayas. But here, if he's going to have a taiva for her, he'll send her to the mikveh. So she'll go to the mikveh. Right, so he's not going to do something aser if he knows that at any moment she could go to the mikveh min haTorah and everything will be okay. So it could be that's what Rashi means. Okay, the Ramban Rashba Tosis over here says it was talking about a different case. They used to have the minig like this: min haTorah if she was a nida, so at the end of the 7 days she went to the mikveh, and that's what they did. First she went to the mikveh, and the Sfarim say the reason is because then they were no etum and tahara. So it was an inyan. It was a kula also, not a chumrah, because she was tamei when she didn't have to be tamei, and they didn't like to be tamei. They liked to be tar, because otherwise it presented tremendous problems with the food, whatever. So they would go to the mikveh after the 7 days, right, and she become tar min haTorah, but they wouldn't live together. They wouldn't have any kirva. Then she counted shiva nekiyim as the chumrah, and then after the shiva nekiyim she would go again to the mikveh. So they went to the mikveh twice. Once to be tahar min haTorah, and that was on taharas tumen tahara, right? And then to be tahar to her husband because of the chumrah of maybe she's a suffix zava, extra chumrah, go shiva nekiyim, don't live with your husband till after shiva nekiyim, and another tefillah in the mikveh after shiva nekiyim, like a zava. Okay, so he held that in the time that she's counting the 7 clean days, there the harchakas don't apply. It's only a chumrah. She already is tahar min haTorah. It was just machmir that consider her a suffix zava, extra chumrah, and she has to count shiva nekiyim. In those days, to be machmir, not to sleep together in the same bed, even we're not gonna live together, that's the chumrah. But to be machmir, a chumrah and a chumrah, in those, that's libuna, that's what he held is not. Well, the mice, that's not the right thing. The Rabbeinu Tam, mice holds the halacha. That wasn't what happened, right? The Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you go after the mikveh, after the Yemei Nida, there's no harchakos, right? Could be sleeping, the kiruv basar, he made a mistake. But the harchakos, handing things and not eating at the same table, it doesn't apply. It's only a chumrah bi'alma, and therefore the Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no harchakos if she went to the mikveh after the 7 days of Nida, in the time with the extra chumrah, just of counting shiva nekiyim, there's no harchakos b'klal. The Ravan says, no, even there's still harchakos. Right, because Lamaisa were machmer, they consider her like a nida. But he says after this shiva nekiyim, until she goes to the mikveh, she hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, but she's had shiva nekiyim, so she's still a nida, right? Still, then there's no harchakos. Why? Because Lamaisa adarava, there you shouldn't be marchish yichiba, because you wanted to go to the mikveh. Why? You're not going to do anything aser. She can go to the mikveh at any moment. So here he uses that svar. And Lamaisa, the Rav Yoh is cholek, and he holds Lamaisa, I could still forget that she's a nida and live with her, and therefore until she becomes tahar completely, all these harchakas apply. The Ramah holds that these harchakas only apply to a wife who's a nida, but doesn't apply to any other arayas. Somebody else's wife, you're allowed to hand things to. The harchakas don't apply, and you're therefore even allowed to, what's it called, eat at the same table from the same dish with somebody else's wife. It may not be Elnai, but there's no issur in that, because that's only harchakas, right? The Rashba holds that negiyah, however, touching, right, any of the arayas is asur, even if there's no sexual context to it. And the Rambam is mashma that it's only also with your wife who's a nida. There's no sexual context at all. Touching other arayas, even somebody else's wife, is not asur. Okay, not asur at least in the Torah, whatever. Not asur even the Rabbanan could be. Okay, but stam is not a nice thing to do. But it's talking like what you call a doctor or something like that. There's no isur bechlal, right? Of negiya. Right, it's not even an issue. They have to be matir. It's just not osur bechlal. That's what machlok is also. Okay. What? The what? Right. Okay. Well, the shach says we can buy a nida.
What about in embarrassing situations when someone wants to shake your hand?
So shaking hands, or Moshe holds, is kreva shel chiba. It's not stam touching. Shaking hands, people shake hands because they want to show a chiba to the other person, and therefore it's osur, it's not stam negiyah, and there's no place to be matir. That's what he says. Okay, others hold not, others hold that it's not kreva shel chiba, and therefore in a time when it will cause from embarrassment, whatever, since we hold that negiyah could be not osur by other things, that there's a place to be matir negiyah that's not shel chiba. But Lamais, Rav Moshe holds, and Myra Shiva said like that, there were poskim who held that it's not called kreva shel chiba, and the place of embarrassment or whatever. You could, what I tell people is that they should explain to people why they can't shake their hand, right, a man to a woman, and what's it called, and usually people understand, right, you don't put them on there, unless they're a shoyim and they want to be looking for something that will help, nothing will help. And a woman who's in that situation, where a man, you know, puts out his hand to shake her hand, right, if she can explain, fine. If not, then limply she can give her hand and what's it called, and rely on this heter.
But a guy can't do the karkolam?
What?
A guy cannot, no. But a woman can?
No, yeah.
For women, it's more cut than for men.
What? For women, yeah, a woman, because she's not initiating it. Somebody else initiated it. But for a man can explain to the woman. But the evidence, you can be samech on these sheetas at whole, that it's not negiya shel chiba. Right? And to shake in such a way that it's not chiba, where you're just loosely or limply shaking a hand, like some people do anyway, which is well, not a way to shake hands. Okay, let's go on. Mission. The elu min ha'alocha shomer balias Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron sh'olu lebakro nimnu v'robu be'shami ha'be'shil v'yud ches dvorim gozru bo b'yom. These are from the halachos that were said in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron, right, when they went to visit him, and they found that the Talmidim of Be'shamai outnumbered the Talmidim of Be'shil, and on that day they made 18 special gzeiros, yudches gzeiros, special gzeiros of Gabi Tuma Tahara, most of them of Gabi Tuma Tahara that day. Rashi, nimnu v'rabu, bol l'minyan, right? They came to paskin these shilas, and they what's it called? They went according to the halacha of the rov, and they sat down and they counted the days, and they discussed it back and forth. Each one trying to convince the other one of his thing. In the end, they said, "Okay, let's vote." And it came to an official vote. And what's it called? And Beishamai was overpowered. They sold on these things, and the halacha and these yudches dvarim are these are halachas that everybody holds up. Okay, now we'll see which halachas are we talking about. Amar le Abayler of Yosef, Elutnan or Ve'elutan, right? Eilu min ha'alachas she'omru ba'aliyas Chananya or ve'eilu min ha'alachas. Okay? Gemara says, ve'eilu tnan honi di'amorin. What's the nafkamina? If it says ve'eilu, then it's going back on what came before. Okay? Ve'eilu means, and these, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, are the halachas that were said in this attic. Oh, eilu tnan. Di'bo'inan l'meimer, come on. The ones that we are going to mention now in this Mishnah and onward, those are the halachas that were said in the Attic. Toshma, ein polin l'or haner, vein korin l'or haner, ve'elu min halacha shomru b'aliyas Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gora. Shma mino ve'elu tzman, shma mino. That it's going back on the things that we learned in the previous Mishnah. You're not allowed to read l'or haner. These are the halachas that were said in the Attic of what's called Hananya ben Chizkiya, and the Gemara's going to discuss what that meant, and not the ones that come after that. The ones that come after that are not the ones, those are Stam, Yud Ches Dvarim, that at one time they had a vote, right, with the Sanhedrin, right, the Sanhedrin met, and they discussed these things, and in the end they voted, and there was a predominance of Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel in that Sanhedrin meeting. Not necessarily it was in this guy's attic. They didn't meet in this guy's attic. They met the regular quarters. Rashi, Hachi Garcina, the Elutznan, Hani Damora, the ones that we said till now, that's what was said in the attic. Odilma Elutznan, Hani Deboin, and the Mamer Kamon. Elu meaning the ones that follow. The Elu Koyad Le'el. The Elu, the Vav, goes back on what was before. Right? In other words, this is the end of the previous Mishnah. Lo Yaflis Caleb, Lo Yikra Larner, the Elu Min Halachos, and these are the halachos that were said in the attic. Odilma Elutznan. And it's a new Mishnah. It has nothing to do with what came before. Elu, these are the halachas that were said, and what are they? The Yud Ches Dover, that they were gozer. The Koy LeKamona in Shorin Dio. Now it's going on the, what's it called? On the halachas that come in the Mishnayis. Coming after this, that you're not allowed to start various processes, Erev Shabbos, right, unless they're basically completed before Shabbos. Toshma, Datarte Kamaisakoy. It's going back on the halachas that were said in the attic, were the ones that we already learned. That you're not allowed to read Lor Haner, Aval Inuch Lav Mishmona Asr Dover Ninu, Ulakam Digmora Meforeshu. And the ones that come afterwards are not part of those Shmona Asr Dover. So in other words, the Shmona Asr Dover include what came before, but not what comes after in the following Mishnayis. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbana, Mi Kosa Megillas Tainis. Rashi says, what's Megillas Tainis? Lefi Sheshar Kol Mishnah Ubrais Elohayu Ksuvim. In the time that the Gemara is referring to, there was no written Torah Shebal Peh. It was also to write Torah Shebal Peh. The also the Kosva. The Zum Nichteva Lezikaron Ladas Yomim Asurim Betainis. But this was the only thing they permitted to be written. It's the first Torah Shebal Peh that was Megillas Tainis. That's why it's called Megillah. Megillas Tainis. Because it was written in the Megillah. Okay? And what Megillas Tainis was a list of all the dates where Nisim happened, in the time of Bayesheni, and they made partial Yomim Tovim, small Yomim Tovim, right? Like we have Lag Ba'Omer, Tu B'Shvat, those kind of Yomim Tovim. And there were plenty of them, right? Which were bottled when the Beis HaMikdash was bottled. Okay, but these were minor Yomim Tovim. You weren't allowed to fast, and you weren't allowed to be maspid, some of them both things, some of them only one of them. The Kach Nikra Megillah, she cost the Megillah Sefer. They wrote it down. So who were the ones who were permitted to write down the first Torah Shebal Peh that was ever written down was Megillas Tainis. So Gemara says, Hananya ben Chizkiya, since we mentioned Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorom in the Mishnah, so we're mentioning something else that he did. He was the one, the Siyaso and his group, they were the first ones to write down Torah Shebal Peh. They didn't write down all Torah Shebal, only these things. Shoyim Mechav ben Satsaris, because they considered tsaris precious. Rashi says, what does that mean? They considered tsaris precious. The chavin tsaris shenigalim mehem. Right? When they were redeemed from the tsaris, they were very, very, had very precious when the Rabbanim Shem did them something good. They were makar tova. The hanes choviv aleihem. The miracle that happened that saved them was very precious to them. Laskiro, to remember it. Lashabchosh, Lashvachosh, Lakarish Baruchu. The coast, when you may hanes, Lasos, and Yom Tov, could go to Elon Yomim, the Lord Sanobahon. Right? The Megillus Times says, these are days not allowed to fast, these are days you're not allowed to be maspid also. So, some days you're only not allowed to fast, but you're allowed to say Hespedim, and some days we're also Behespid and Betainis. In any case, why does it say though Mechavnes Hatzaris? If it means Mechavnes Yeshuos, because if you don't understand that the Tzara was necessary, then there's no purpose to celebrate the Nes. Because if somebody breaks your legs and heals you, you don't give him a thank you. He shouldn't have broken your legs. So if you think that Tzaras are not necessary, But if they happen, the Rebbeinu saves you from them, then why thank him for saving you? Better you shouldn't have put me into the Tzara to begin with. Right? You got me into the Tzara. But if we understand that Tzara was also for our good, you needed the Tzara, and that then you can have the Yeshua, then both the Tzara and the Yeshua are necessary, then there's something to thank the Rebbeinu for, both the Yeshua and the Tzara. So if they're not Mechavis HaTzaras, they're not Mechavis HaNisim either. Okay. We also hold that the Nisim are special, and we understand that the Rebbeinu Shlom brings us Tzaras for a purpose, and then he saves us from them because the Tzara enabled us to have that Yeshua. So we should also have all these Yomim Tovim. We have so many Tzaras and so many Yeshuas that we never have enough time to every day be another Yomtiv. Dover Acher, Ein Shota Nifka. Right, we don't really recognize Rashi, ain't on a maspikim, lithi shahain tadiros, they're all the time. Loshanachar ain't on a maspikim, the last is yontav, we have to have a yontav every day. Ain't shota nifka, ain't tegarab bo'alav, kalomar ain't a makar bifgav. Right, a fool doesn't recognize that he ever has tzaras, because he doesn't have makar, right, he's a fool. So we aren't even makar the tzaras. We don't even know the nisim that happened to us. We're not smart enough to be mavchin where there's a tzara and when there's a yeshua. So therefore, we don't make these yomim tovim. Dover acher ein basar hanes margur beish ismo, that the dead flesh doesn't feel the scalpel. Gemara says ein yivam rav yitzchak kosher rimel ames kemacher bebasar chay. Dead flesh, dead people do feel what's going on. Right? It's as painful to a mace, the worms that eat up his body, as a needle put into a living body. Shenemer ach besoro olav yichav benafsho olav te'obil. Right? So the Rishonim say, the Rashi and others, that doesn't mean that a dead body feels pain. Doesn't feel pain. What it means is that when the neshama sees the body being decayed, it's as painful to the neshama to see the body decaying as it is for a living person to have a needle put into it. But it doesn't mean the body itself has any pain. The body is just a dead thing. But the neshama sees the body having that pain. That's what it means. So Mar says, Ema ein basar hanei shebechai margish beizmo. When a person's alive and he has skin that's dead, right, dead skin, like on your heel or whatever, there's no pain in that skin. So dead skin in a living person has no pain. Okay. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Baram Zocher Oso Heish Lato, Bechananya Ben Chizkia Shmo, Shilmolehu Nigna Sefer Yechezkel. Chananya Ben Chizkia, he did a lot of good things. He was the one who had the attic that they, what's it called, they went up. He was the one who wrote Megillas Tainis. And he also saved Sefer Yechezkel from being suppressed. Show you Dvar Sosin Divrei Torah. There were a lot of things in Yechezkel that contradicted the Torah on the surface. Okay, and therefore they were going to suppress the Sefer, because even though there were answers, but people would have used it the wrong way. So sometimes, even though something is okay, and it's right, there's nothing wrong with Yechezkel's Nebuah, but if people don't understand it, you suppress it. So here also, sometimes even though somebody writes something, and it's not really wrong, and the person therefore doesn't deserve to be put in Cheirim, but if people will misunderstand it and use it the wrong way, then you suppress such a book too. Right, and that could be what's it called, what the Das of Gedolim is, that even though the person himself doesn't deserve, he wrote what was okay, Chezkel HaNavi wrote very nice nevuas, right, but they weren't to be understood by the common person properly, therefore the Sefer had to be suppressed. Ma'asu, what did they do? Helu lo gimel neos garvi shemen, they brought him 300 measures of shemen. The Yosher Bali of Adarshan, he sat up in his attic must have been his Beis Medrash, and he didn't come down till he darshaned them all, and that way explained to people why they're not Sosher Divrei Torah, and therefore Yechezkel didn't have to be, Sefer Yechezkel didn't have to be suppressed. Rashi. Boser Mei Shebechai, Hagodol Ba'odom Hachai, Machmas Maka, a person has a scab, dead flesh on a living being, or machmas kviyor, he got a burn, and then it had a, what's it called, a scab on that. Eino margish beizmuk shoshim, when you cut it, it doesn't hurt, because that dead flesh doesn't have any nerve endings in it. Divrei Torah, kagon nevelu trefa, lo yochlu akohanim. What are some of the examples in Yechezkel, things that seem to contradict the Torah? It says the Kohanim shouldn't eat nevelas and trefas. Mashma, only Kohanim are also with nevela and trefa. But regular Jews can eat nevelas and trefas. Ha Yisrael ochlim? Ukegon v'chein tase b'shiva l'chodesh. Hecha nirmas korban zeva Torah. Special yontif, it says on the seventh day of the month, I think in Nisan, they made a special korban. We never find the Torah never said such a korban. So he darshened all these psukim, and the Gemara darshens them in different places, what exactly they mean. That they're not, they don't really contradict the Torah. Garvi lamor mazono, so they put him in the oil, that he should have what to eat, right, for frying and for light. Dorshan, kedarshin, lahani krog menachas. The Gemara menachas darshens these psukim, the mishum dishtri malika, bechata sa'of gabayu, hutzrach lazim amalika schulin, shinavela. Rashi brings you the first example, right? It says that why could it say that Kohanim can't eat nevelas and trefas, and regular Jews can? No, regular Jews for sure can't. Torah says not. But I might think a Kohen is allowed, because a Kohen is allowed to eat a bird that had malika, which for a regular Jew is nevela. Right? You kill it with your fingernail from behind the neck. So it's not shchita, it's not shachot, it's a nevela to a regular Jew. But a Kohen is allowed to eat that as part of this sacrificial rite. So I might think that since the Torah was matter him to eat that, he could eat all nevelas and trefas. So the Yechezkel came along and said, no, Kohanim are not allowed to eat nevelas and trefas also. Not only Kohanim, even Kohanim.